I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is today's news. Mono County has been designated as a contiguous disaster area by the U.S. Department of Agriculture due to agricultural losses caused by ongoing drought conditions impacting California. The designation allows a secretarial disaster declaration issued on April 6, 2026, which identified Inyo, Riverside, and San Diego counties as the primary areas. Mono County's inclusion makes local agricultural producers eligible for federal disaster assistance programs. The drought event began on October 1st of 2025, meeting federal thresholds for severe to exceptional drought conditions during the growing seasons. Eligible farmers and ranchers in Mono County may apply for USDA Farm Service Agency emergency loan assistance to help recover from drought-related losses. Producers have 8 months from April 6, 2026 to apply, with the deadline of December 7, 2026. Emergency loans may be used to restore or replace essential property, cover production costs associated with the disaster year, refinance certain debts, support essential family living expenses. Each application is evaluated individually based on losses and repayment ability. Mono County agriculture producers are encouraged to contact the nearest USDA service office in Bishop. That would be at 760-872-6111. County officials are working with local, state, and federal partners to ensure impacted producers are aware of available resources and support. Fourth annual Eastern Sierra Wildfire Resilience Month builds momentum. Wildfire Resilience Month turns awareness into action and encourages communities to work together for wildfire preparedness. This May, White Bark Institute, Mono, and Inyo County will host a series of events designed to provide accessible education resources and community engagement opportunities that support long-term wildlife resilience across the region. Throughout the month, residents and visitors are invited to participate in expert-led presentations and wildfire preparedness workshops that highlight practical steps for reducing risk at home and in the broader landscape. These events will cover topics ranging from creating defensible space and responsible recreation practices to the important roles individuals and communities play in living within fire-adapted environment. Now in its fourth year, Wildfire Resilience Month is an ongoing collaboration of White Bark Institute, Mono and Inyo counties, local agencies, and community-based organizations working together to reduce wildfire risk. Now, there's a full schedule out there on our website, but I'll give you the brief rundown. May 3rd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Sierra Spark Regional Wildfire Ready Festival. May 7th, 6 to 8 p.m., Reestablishing Civil Cultural Action and Fire Adapted Forest. And then May 28th, 5:30 to 6:30, the Wildfire Laboratory Science that Reduces Ignition Risks. So check our website out at sierrawave.net to find more information about all of those scheduled events, or you can always go to whitebarkinstitute.org/events. Senator Marie Alvarado Gill, Vice Chair of the Senate Agricultural Committee, issued the following statement celebrating the passage of the Senate Concurrent Resolution 159 and the recognition of California Rodeo Appreciation Month during Agriculture Week at the state capitol. I am proud to stand today as Vice Chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee to celebrate the passage of SCR 159, which officially designates the month of April as California Rodeo Appreciation Month, said Senator Alvarado Gill. Rodeo is more than a sport. It is a proud and living part California's agricultural heritage, rural culture, and Western identity. From the cowboy capital of the world in Oakdale to historic rodeos across Senate District 4 and the entire state, these events bring our communities together, honor our ranching traditions, and drive our local economies. I want to thank my colleagues for joining me in recognizing the hardworking volunteers, athletes, rodeo royalty, stock contractors, and families who keep this tradition alive during AG Week at the Capitol. There is no better time to honor the rodeo community and all they contribute to California, number one industry, agriculture. Senator Alvarado Gill continued, from the historic California Rodeo Salinas to the Oakdale Saddle Club Rodeo and dozens more across our state, rodeos showcase the skill, courage, and character that define rural California. This resolution ensures we celebrate them every April for years to come. Well, free tire disposal at local landfills will be taking place this weekend. The collection event will be held from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. this weekend on the following schedule. Bishop and Lone Pine landfills will be Saturday, April 25th and Sunday, April 26th. Big Pine Transfer Station will be Saturday only, April 25th. And Independence Landfill will be Sunday only, April 26th. Fees for disposal of tires will be waived during the event. Regular charges will apply for all other disposal. County residents may dispose of up to 9 passenger truck tires at a time without rims, no heavy equipment tire. Tire dealers are not eligible for the free waiver. And note, California law prohibits the transport of more than 9 tires at a time. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on that thing called X.com. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about the people who shape it, go out and watch HHS prevention video that we uploaded yesterday.